From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your extended edition Daily Transformers News Update for May 15th, 2020. Wednesday night, we got first word from Zobivor on Alt Toys Transformers about what appears to be more deluxes for Walmart's exclusive Netflix War for Cybertron lineup. Included were listings for Wheeljack, Impactor, Red Alert, Barricade, and a few more interesting names. Quintesson, Elita One, Deep Cover, and Bumblebee. A few of these seem easy to figure out. Deep Cover should be a new deco of the Siege Sideswipe mold. Red Alert will be Red Alert again, and even Barricade has a pretty limited range of possibilities. The other names are less clear-cut, but it's not hard to imagine likely possibilities, such as Elita One being a new redeco or retool of Siege Chromia, for instance. But not long after this news broke, JT Prime on TFW's forum dug up one more listing grouped with these. Deluxe Cheetor. Now that one is a head-scratcher. Since if the interpretation of the data is right, and these are all part of Walmart's Netflix-inspired offerings, it pretty well rules out Cheetor being a brand new mold. That leaves us considering a handful of possibilities. Among them, that a Cheetor is planned as a regular retail item that hasn't yet been revealed or leaked, or that another item in a similar situation exists that can be co-engineered as Cheetor. Alternately, it could be a Cheetor-inspired redeco or retool of an already known mold that won't feature a beast mode. And getting a little more out there in the possibilities is that this might be an extremely heavy remodeling of an existing toy to make it become a robotic cheetah. I mean, if Takara's engineers could remake a car as a squid, anything is possible, right? And speaking of that, Takara Tomy last night revealed Generation Select's God Neptune and opened pre-orders. While most of the toys are simple redecos, Skila has some retooling from Tentakill to give the robot a more obviously feminine appearance. Whether or not it needed the help seems to have already become a subject of debate in the fan community. The Beast Wars II Seacon Pirates come together as a box set of five. Poor Nautilator got left behind again. And they're priced at 20,000 yen plus 2,000 yen sales tax. Hasbro Pulse already has the setup for pre-order at $185. God Neptune is due to be released in late October, which would seem to assure its place in the hashtag Seacons Before Unicron Club, along with King Poseidon, even if Hasbro Pulse delays delivery like they do on most of their Takara Tomy imports. The Takara Tomy mall page also has two webcomic chapters posted already. But, as is typically the case with these, they're going to be mostly incomprehensible until someone translates them. And then they'll just be kind of incomprehensible. Finally, in today's Extra Pack News update, Preternia on Twitter has posted the first looks at a Transformers and My Little Pony crossover. My Little Prime is, as you might guess, a pony painted extensively with Optimus Prime details. Though we're well outside any pony expertise to explain specifics about the figure used, we can at least confirm via the stock photos that it is not a rooted hair pony, and so you will not be able to style Pony Prime's luxurious mane and tail. I'm sure you are as saddened by this revelation as we are. My Little Prime joins a small assortment of crossover ponies, including a Ghostbuster and Pink Power Ranger. As of posting, we don't know when or where this will be made available. Today's extended edition of the RFC News Desk is brought to you by fans and listeners just like you. The best way you can help is by becoming a patron at patreon.com/tfradio. You can get some excellent rewards and benefits while helping support the continued creation of content just like this. You can also buy merchandise from tfradio.net/shirt, or even just do your regular everyday Amazon shopping using our affiliate link, tfradio.net/Amazon, which will send a little money from every purchase back to us. For more News Desk updates, or to find any of our shows, visit tfradio.net. We record Radio Free Cybertron every Wednesday night, and you can watch it live at tfradio.net/live. Join our Discord at tfradio.net/discord, and you can chat with us during the show and hang out all week long. I'm Chris, and this has been your daily Transformers News Update from the RFC News Desk.